And obviously, this is major for Baldwin County, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're excited about it. It's going to give us an opportunity to work on some of these watershed impairments that we haven't been able to in the past.
This is obviously going to be a major project. Do we have a time frame in mind and how long it's going to take to do all this?
Well, we're hoping to get some producers to sign up in the next couple of months and get this money allocated and get these projects underway as quick as we can.
Who are you hoping will sign up for it then?
Just our producers. It's in the watershed boundary. We're, of course, going to make an announcement to them and advertise it so they'll be aware of it. And hopefully we'll get them into our office and sign up here as quick as they can.
And remind guys what watersheds are involved in this.
This is all in the Upper Fish River watershed of Baldwin County.
It's always good to get dollars coming into the county, into the state period, but this has been one initiative that has really taken a lot of work to get put together, hasn't it?
It has. We've got partners involved in this watershed that's willing to work with us, and we're excited about that, too. Always a partnership effort's good for our agency, and we're excited to be able to work with them on this initiative.
Okay, so I guess bottom line, for producers that are in this watershed, what do they need to do then if they're interested?
If they're aware of watershed impoundments, whether it be gullies or if they have problem with their cattle in the creeks and need water sources for those cattle so we can get those fenced out and get some of this sedimentation stopped and pathogen contributing stopped, then that's what we're targeting on this watershed. We're trying to stop the sediment and the pathogens before they get to the coast.